Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, and today, Thursday, August 7th, 2025, we have some key insights into Australia's finance, insurance, superannuation, and general economic landscape on behalf of Financial Services Online. We begin with some significant moves in the super sector. The Financial Services Council, or FSC, shakes up the industry by hiring key talents from the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, jostling for a more dominant role in regulatory guidance. Enlisting Hans van Datselaar, David Delaney, and Spiros Kosiaris to the newly launched Superannuation Practitioners Group marks an assertive bid to challenge ASFA's dominance. Together, they target providing industry-wide regulatory guidance, a testament to FSC's ambition to expand their reach. This battle for peak body status reveals sharp divisions in a sector under scrutiny, opening up a new competitive frontier in superannuation. From super to real estate now, a soaring property market is posing challenges for Australian first-time homebuyers. Recent interest rate cuts have invigorated an appreciation in property prices, with affordable homes seeing faster growth than their expensive counterparts. The property market shows confidence, but potentially at the expense of first-time buyers. The Albanese government's 5% deposit scheme, launching in January next year, is being tipped to escalate competition and prices, so authorities need to keep a sharp eye on the balance between affordable policies and market sustainability. In the insurance sector, a landmark decision sees a business triumph over QBE in a machinery damage dispute. An event involving a Winlet 575 glass robot tipping over called into question the adequacy of claim assessments. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the policyholder, citing lack of conclusive evidence linking the accident to the cited causes. This case underscores the need for comprehensive investigations and robust technical analyses in machinery damage evaluations, potentially triggering a review across the industry. Lastly, the ongoing cost of living crisis unveils growing financial challenges for young Australians. Rising costs are squeezing individuals, with many living paycheck to paycheck, and a significant proportion of young people left with less than $1,000 in savings. Renters are being hit particularly hard in this harsh economic climate. There are calls for more impactful governmental action and better savings options to address these concerns. That's all for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. And for more insightful updates and resources, always visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.